Blog Talk Radio.
K C S A. We gon' praise God on this one. And yes, Rico Rue Records. The mob, where you at? Verse one. Here we go. Hey.
Every day I'm watching on the TV.
Welcome to Let's Talk Real Talk with my prophetess, lovely, and my daughter Lakeisha. We welcome you. We welcome you. In a minute, I miss you all. I miss doing this, and I'm just thrilled to pieces today that we are on, and we are going to encourage you today.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, lovely.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Can you hear me good?
Well, I can hear you good, girl.
Okay. I'm in the secret place. Okay. Praise God.
Oh, in the secret place.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it later, but I'm in the secret place so y'all can hear me.
You back in that garage again?
Yeah, you won't be able to tell that. Look, I'm about to find another secret place. just God. He is so awesome.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he good?
So he is really good. And I was just gonna just jump in and tell everybody, just in case we have some first time callers who are on the line. We laugh, but we keep the word of God going. We laugh because remember the joy of the Lord is our strength, and so don't let anybody ever take your joy away. So when you guys hear us laughing, it's not that we haven't endured anything or we haven't experienced life as it is. It's just that we believe that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So we thank God, and when he gives us the opportunity to laugh, I mean, hey, laughing is good for the soul. I can't speak for nobody else, but it's good for this soul right here. Amen?
Amen. It's good medicine.
Yes, it is. Amen.
I just want to give a shout-out to my niece. I don't know if she's on. I'm going to give a shout-out to her. Love you, girl. she was anxious. To Jack. She was anxious for this show. I love me some her. You hear me? That's my girl. That's my boy.
Yeah, I bet she in the other room listening.
That's my boo boo. Okay. Such an encourager. She's such an encourager. You hear me? And I thank God for her. That's what we need. You know, I want to let you pray in, Mom. We're going to let you pray in and that's what we need. I just want to express that so much. We need more encouragement in this world that's going to pieces. But we need more encouragement, more love. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, pray in, loving? Okay,
yes,
Father, we thank you, God. We bless your name today, God. We honor you, Lord God. We praise you, oh God. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we thank you for watching over us, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us in our right minds in this hour, Lord God. We thank you for giving us the strength to endure. We thank you for keeping our focus on you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the breath of life today, Lord God. And we dare not take it lightly. We dare not take it for granted. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. If there's anything in our hearts, in our minds, or anything that we have done, Father God, that is not pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Father God, we repent of it right now in the name of Jesus, God. We ask for forgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father God, that your blood covers us, Lord God, and we don't take that for granted either, God. Father, we thank you for every caller on the line tonight, Lord God. I pray that as your Holy Spirit uses us, Lord God, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, our awesome Savior, Lord God, that their hearts will be touched, Father God, and as they leave the call tonight, that they will be encouraged like never before in the name of Jesus. So we cover their minds right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We cover their hearts. We ask in the name of Jesus that you open up their spiritual ears as well as their physical ears so that they hear what it is that you have to say, Father God. And we just want to love on them tonight, God, and encourage them in this hour, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are ruling and reigning, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for covering the lines right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just bless your name, Father. We thank you for another opportunity to come on the line, Father God, to be vessels, Father God, to be used by you. Lord, we thank you. We honor you, God. We bless your holy name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We bless your name tonight, God. Thank you, Lord God. You are such an awesome God. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, he is. That's an awesome God.
Glory, glory to God. Yes. I praise God. I forgot to invite some of my friends. I know they're gonna be mad, so I'm just gonna shoot them an email.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I've been working mad hours because the people at my job, they're on vacation, so I'm lost their loved ones. Life is hard. So we just really, really, really need to build each other up. You know
right.
what I'm saying, Lori? When you're
right.
going through, I think about you, and I can't speak for you, but I know that sometimes I'm going through, and you just send me a shout out, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you just said, "Love you, Lovey." That encourages my heart. You my
Amen.
Girl, you my fam. You know, and First Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build
right.
up one another, just as you are doing."
Right.
Hallelujah. It's essential that we do that. It's very essential that we build and encourage one another, because we don't know what another person is going through. We don't know what condition their hearts are, what life is bringing their way, because, you know, life can get tough, Lovey. Let's just face
yeah.
it. Life can get tough. Stop that.
Right. Yes,
and
it can.
And we need each other. We need each other. Go ahead, love.
Right, you know, and exactly, and, you know, I hear some people say sometimes, well, I don't need this, you know, I don't need you, and I don't need, you know, and that's a lie, because we all need somebody, you know, I mean, and yes, we do, we really do, we have God, you know, but why do we think God put other people on the earth? You understand what I'm saying? He put other people on the earth, you know, that are kingdom-minded, so that we can encourage each other. And so that we can support each other, we can love on each other. You know what I'm saying? How in the world can we expect to build a kingdom family if we don't need each other? You know, there's a song that says, "I need you to survive." And I was thinking about that the other day when the Holy Spirit dropped me in my spirit. And I said, you know what? Some churches sing that song, "I need you to survive." Knowing goodness well, they don't really mean that song while they singing it. You know, and God showed me that in the spirit, you know, because really, you know, he's looking at our heart in this hour, and there's so many people that are trying to find their way back to Jesus Christ. We all fall. We all make mistakes, you know, but if we as the church are constantly mm-hmm. beating them down instead of encouraging them in the Lord, as if our poop don't stink just like everybody else. I don't know if I can say that, but it's mm-hmm. already said. But anyway, we all have to eat and release the same kind of way. And so, listen, we got to stop beating down God's people. We have to teach them and encourage them, but we also have to do it in the Word of God. I mean, I look at where I came from, and you know where you came from, but yet still God's grace and mercy, you know, it still covered us. And then he allowed us to be divinely connected to other people. You and I are divinely connected. He had a purpose for us meeting. It just wasn't for us to meet just to say, I'm your lovey and you my lovey. You know what I mean? It wasn't just like that. It was a bond. It was a kingdom building to help reach others, to encourage them. You know, so we have to be mindful of that in this hour, because we know that the enemy is upset. We know that he's mad. And we know that he's going to try to attack, you know, the finances of God's people and attack the health of God's people and attack, you know, people are looking for jobs and things like that. And they're basically under attack. But it takes us, the people of God, to encourage them along the way that helps them understand that God is not a man that he should lie. He will never, ever have to repent of him saying his word. He's going to see that thing through. And so all we have to do is trust in him. And even as leaders, as you were talking about Zeska, you know, my daughter-in-law, your niece, hey, she encourages me just like she encourages you. You understand what I'm saying? And she's no preacher. You understand what I'm saying? So who lied and said you had to be a preacher, apostle, prophet, or teacher and all that stuff just to encourage somebody? No, as long as you are a child of God, as long as you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you can encourage anybody that you want to encourage, because when we encourage from the Word. We're not just encouraging from ourselves. We're encouraging from the Word, because ourselves, we subject to say anything. But when we encourage from the Word of God, now that's some sound stuff right there. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And you know what? The devil's job is to separate and divide.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what's amazing, love? He does not come any different than before. He uses different vessels. He
mm-hmm.
uses the same tactics. He uses the same old tricks. But you know what? It's all about
having someone on the island by themselves, making people believe that nobody's on their side, nobody's there for them. And that's the trick. And that's why we got to reach out to one another. That's why we have to encourage each other. And you know what? We got to think of as suffering in a different light. James told us, I love the book of James. I love me some James. I say, consider it all joy. This is from James 2 and 3. And I know a lot of people know this. My brother, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, produce maturity. So when we begin to look at our suffering and our going through in a different light, knowing that we love the Lord, and the Word of God says that if you love Him, all things are going to work out for the good, even the bad choices that you make. When you repent, God is so gracious, and He's such a loving God, a caring God, that He even heals our land. So therefore, there's even room when we make mistakes. We have such a good God, and that's how we should love each other. We shouldn't. You said that some of the churches sing that song, and you're so right, because some of us are so fake with the love. We don't truly walk and abide in the agape love. We say we love someone with our lips. But actually, when you love somebody, you lay down your life for them, meaning that you can sometimes, when that person is going through, when you're tired and you're feeling weary, when you want to be encouraged yourself, do you know how many times I want to be encouraged myself, and I'm on Facebook, and when you see me encouraging, that's the most time that I'm hurting. When you can just lay down your stuff, and you can encourage others, because you know where I feel? I don't want nobody to feel the way I'm feeling right now. And if I can touch somebody, not because I'm great, not because I'm wonderful, but because it's the Holy Ghost working in me. Come on now. And we should be about our Father's business, because what I'm going through, I have to put myself aside to lift somebody up. It's not a big task that you have to do. You can just say, I love you. Some of the great I love you. And when you feel that I love you through the phone, you can tell when somebody really loves you. I can feel what Jessica really loves, and she loves from the heart. And if you know, and when she tells me something, I feel it just emerging from my phone. But when somebody says they love you, and it's not like I love you, you'd be like, okay, you love me, okay. But when you need general love, you sometimes love me when you send me a text and I'm going through, and you don't know I'm going through. Man, tears come down my eyes because I'm honored that you took the time to think about me. And that's how we gotta be. We don't have to always beat down on people. People might say her page is always about encouraging and building, because that's what we should do. Encourage each other. And if it just touch one person, I might say, you know what, this is your season for a breakthrough. This is your day for a breakthrough. And you know something? I get so much inboxes saying, thank you, Apostle Woman of God. You know, that word encouraged me. And then I bring the testimonies come, because I don't put it on my page, because I don't want the glory. I want God to get the glory. But we got to be in a state of mind to always want to build somebody up. And yes, sometimes you have to bring correction, but you should bring correction in love. You should correct someone because you love them, not because you know what, you're getting on my nerves and I just want to tell you about you.
Right.
We gotta have a good attitude when it comes to even bringing correction.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, love you. You know
Amen.
What I mean? I can get carried away.
you're supposed to move with the Spirit of God. We wouldn't be connected if you didn't move with the Spirit of God. So you would.
I was listening, and I hear in the Spirit, you know, there's some people on the line that's going through. And the Lord took me through to Ecclesiastes 3:1. And this is what the Spirit of the Lord says. It says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. And so what he said to me is that, you know, we go through seasons. We all go through seasons. What God is saying is that I hear God saying, you're not alone. Whatever you're going through, you're not alone. There's somebody that He has sent your way to hold your hand, to help get you through whatever it is that you're going through. You know, we just can't tell everything to everybody. And, you know, it's sad when you can't tell those things, not even to the body of believers, you know what I mean? But people are people, you know, and so, I mean, I've had it done to me. You've had it done to you. I mean, sometimes some of the rocks that I've been hit with came from within. It didn't come from the people in the world. And I'm not beating up the church.
I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so because of the simple fact, yeah, and so because of the simple fact that, you know, when people come outside of the world or they're like right there at that stepping point of coming in, you know, if we got people on the inside, you know, and they're not what they should be, and they don't know how to tame that tongue, and a person is going through a particular season, you know what I mean, where they want to come in, they want to come in, but they're just not sure how to do it. That's a season. You know, I went through that season as well. And so if we say the wrong thing, we can push them away, and they may not come back. Not just to our place, but they may not go back to any place, and then they have this whole bad view about believers. That's not godly. That's not love. That's not a spirit of humility. That's none of that is a representation of the fruit of the Spirit. And so when people are going through a season as believers, as leaders, we need to be careful about how we you know, approaching, how other people are approaching us, and how we respond and how we react to certain things, to everything that they're saying, because you don't know what they're going through, as you said before. You know, you are going through some things, I'm going through some things, but hey, when God puts me in a position, he put me at a place where I should be able to focus on him and focus on whatever it is that he has me doing, so that when he sends somebody else my way, I still should be able to minister to those people, because that's my assignment. That's my assignment. I can't forfeit. That's our assignment. We cannot forfeit our assignment because we're going through something. You know, every time we go through something, especially as a leader, our character is built. If our character is not built greater, then whatever it is that we're going through, it's attacking us because we're not spending as much time in the presence of God like we should be. Because when we spend time in the presence of God, he gives us power within, and then out of our belly flows rivers of living water. And so when that rivers of living water is flowing over to those people that are hurting, they're being nurtured, they're being fed. See, that seed that's being planted in the ground, we plant that seed, they move on, and somebody else plants that good seed, and they're able to grow. But if they're being hurt by us within, how can they grow? They turn away. They don't want to come back. So I hear God saying, whatever place you are at, don't look at what the people are saying. Look at him and be really prayerful about who you're reaching out to or who you're connecting to. Because just because one say, I'm an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, teacher, bishop, blah, 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 doesn't mean that they are that person. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you pray. If you're not sure, ask God, God, I don't know. Is this the right person for me to reach out to? Is this the right person that I need to be under? Is this the right person I need to be talking to? Even with praying, is this the right person I need to ask, pray for me? And God will give you the direction. Make sure as you're going through these changes right now, as you're going through these seasons right now, ask God first. Inquire of him first before you inquire of mama, daddy, sister, or brother, pastor, teacher, whoever. Inquire of the Lord first, because this hour that we're living in, the enemy is so mad because a lot of the people that strayed away are coming back home. And when I say home, they're coming back to the body of Christ. When I say the body of Christ, they're coming back to Jesus Christ, not the building. They're coming back to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Go ahead, Larry.
Amen. Yes, and I just want to encourage someone today that to be watchful as well as pray, because when the enemy attacks you at your most vulnerable moment, it could be, the Lord was teaching me, or showing me, I should say, that sometimes when you are at the mountaintop and you accomplish a goal, right, you sometimes get relaxed. You get relaxed, and then you say, well, I accomplished that. But don't allow your victories to cause you not to be watchful. Because we have an adversary. And one of the other times that he's attacked is that when you're going through, it might be financially, it might be in your body, and you've been praying and you don't see any results, he is a predator. And he wants us to be his prey. But we are not prey. We are stronger than him because we have power and authority. But he will want us to believe that we don't have our authority, that when we are going through a moment, a low moment, that our God is not with us. But the Bible tells us in John that we have a comforter and a counselor, and he is greater than the one that's in the world.
But what happens, as you said, we have to really utilize and spend that time with God and realize that the precious commodity that we have in the inside. And don't allow the enemy to dictate to us or speak to us or make us feel vulnerable and feel like we have to have a godly esteem. And we have to learn through adversity and learn from our adversity not to go back the same route. And you are very right, lovely. What I've learned is that I've been on the media, in the media with Facebook and Twitter. Everybody that professed to have a title, everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is not for the kingdom. Mm-hmm. They're there for their own gain. They're there to prey on the weak-minded. They're there. So that's why we have to stay sharp, and we got to stay prayed up and use the spirit of discernment and always stay in step with the spirit. It might seem like a hard task, but it's not. When we crumble ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to take full control, you can smell a rat. You can smell a deceiver. And the enemy is crafty, yes, but we have the greater one. And the greater one will tell you. And you know what? Sometimes we don't want to go with our senses. And sometimes you sense that something is wrong. Because you know what? I don't understand for the love, life of me, lovey. I get these inboxes from these gentlemen. And they'll be on Facebook, let me tell you, and people be giving them so much life, and they'll be so bigged up. And I'm like, are you serious? This dude is in my inbox. I get with me. But people are not, they're so into, oh, my goodness, you know, the good words, the this and that. Yes, it's good to find someone that you are sure about. You must tell a person by their fruit, not their good words.
Mm-hmm.
You attack spirit by the spirit. Amen. And you don't want someone, because I got an inbox, and I don't want to talk about Facebook all the time, but I got this inbox from this young lady that it was so hurtful to me. She said to me, woman of God, I put up a post about, you know, that we got to live what we say. And she said to me, woman of God, I thank you for just standing up for righteousness, because I'm a new convert. And if I begin to name some names of people who are in my inbox, who are trying to deceive you, listen, discourage you, discourage,
mm-hmm.
discourage.
Mm-hmm.
You can discourage people by your actions and not just, you can really, when a person is born, so sometimes people respect you as a leader and as you having that title, so they're not telling you you're hurting me. She said she is so hurt, she wants to go back in the world. I rebuke that. I said, the blood of Jesus. I said, girl, don't allow people to drag you back into the world. She said, well, these people are just like the people of the world. I said, there's not everybody in the kingdom is not about self. Everybody in the kingdom is not about telling you a good word so they can get with you. Everybody's not like that. There's people in the kingdom that truly love the Lord. There's people in the kingdom that really live words. There's people in the kingdom that cares about souls. There is people in the kingdom that's kingdom-minded. You just have to connect yourself to the right people who are going to love you through things, who are going to encourage you and build you, who, when you make a mistake, is not going to punch you in the face, but that tells you what it is, and then the next day go forward with you and don't keep putting it in your face. We need lovers. We need lovers of souls. We need the agape love. We need people who are going to see your faults and still love you through them. That's what we need in the body of Christ, not criticizing and fake love. We need some serious, strong lovers in the body of Christ. We need people that have the heart of God and knowing that, listen, we make mistakes. I know where I came from. My God, I knew I was full. I know I used to be a drinker. I know where I came from. And you know what? I want to encourage and build people that each person should feel that same way. I want somebody to feel love, lovey, and I want them to just realize that God is real and that he's able to just deliver you from anything. He can love you through situations. You're never alone. Don't make my, it might seem like a cliche, but it's not. It's for real. We are never alone if we utilize the Holy Spirit. And he's right here, and he will talk to you as a friend. He will console you. He will tell you that he loves you. The Holy Spirit is right there, but we just got to tap into it.
Amen.
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 I sometimes feel so much by the Lord. Amen.
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 God is there's not one thing that we can't ask God for. And so, you know,
Amen.
Sometimes we ask for material things. I see all the time, you know, people asking for houses and cars and all this kind of stuff. And even, you know, people say, you know, I see how they put the post up. If you type amen, you'll get $1,000 and blah, 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 you know, in a couple of hours. And I'm like, are you serious right now? You know, I mean, come on now. I mean, we need to ask God for wisdom. We need to be asking God, you know, for a closer relationship. If we ask God for everything else that he gives it to us, why is it that it's so difficult to ask him for wisdom? It's not difficult. That's a flesh thing. Mm-hmm. And so we have to, you know, keep it real. We have to ask God to give us wisdom, because we need that wisdom in order for us to make the right choices. You know, and as you were speaking about where you came from, I mean, come on. I often think about how God brought me from being a user. You know, we talked about that when you first interviewed me, how he brought me from being a user. Somebody on the line needs to hear this. I was a user. There was not one drug that I did not use. There is not one. I mean, you name it, I did it. The whatever kind of way it was to do it, I did it. You know what I mean? And so, and I loved men, period. I loved men. You know, it was like, I did. I loved men. And so I loved to go out and dance and dress. Oh, I mean, I would dance the people off the floor. But, you know what I mean? That right there, when you go to leave that lifestyle right there, you have to allow God to transform your entire mind. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind. If your mind is not renewed, somebody will call you up on the phone and say, hey, girl, let's go do this, and you're supposed to be saved. Now, you're saying that you're not doing those things, you're not living the same lifestyle. That means you have to change some things. So I want to encourage you, if you are trying to seek the things of God, the ways of God, the will of God, then there's some things that we just have to change. But it's all worth it. It's all worth it. Because why spend a life full on earth of hell only to leave here to go there? That doesn't make any sense. So we need to ask God for wisdom. Lord, give us wisdom so we'll make the right choices. Lord, give us wisdom so that friend that I've been friends with for 20 years, you know, just because I'm leaving the crew, you know, they trying to throw a stone at me and trying to pull me back in, being deceitful. That stuff like that will happen. And so we have to be very wise in our decisions. And the only way we can gain wisdom is if we ask God for it. You know, we get away from the materialistic things. All of those things will come. But if we're not using our mind, if we're not thinking clearly, if we're not thinking the way that God wants us to think, then it becomes all about materialistic things, and we're dying spiritually. We can't afford to die spiritually, because some of us have children, some of us have grandchildren, some of us have great-grandchildren, and so we need to be leaving a legacy. I mean, if whoever follows me on Facebook, if you notice what I say, or Twitter, I said my grandbabies are prophets, because that's what God showed me. They are prophets, and so, yes, that's what I call them, my little prophets, and I'm not saying that they're perfect little grandkids, but I call them prophets because they are men of God, and that's what we teach them. That's how I train them as their grandmother, you know what I mean? And so I said they are prophets, and we speak into the lives of our children. And so as God is making changes in this hour, and he's shifting people, you know, I'm listening and I'm watching some of the people that I've known for a long time, and their lifestyle is changing, their ways are changing, you know, their thinking is changing, their conversation is changing, and it's not happening. It's not going to happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight with me. It's a process. But if you're willing to go through the process, if you're willing to go through the process, Jesus went through the process when he went to the cross. He went through the process. Why? We can go through the process too. If he can endure, we can endure too. If he can hold on, we can hold on too. If he can trust God, we can trust him. So it's a matter of choice. Is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy, but I'm encouraging you. You will make it. You will survive it. You will survive the attack. When you start speaking the word of God over your situation, I don't care what it is. You know, if you got people calling you that don't need to be calling you, God will show you some ways with that too. You speak, you know, I rebuke that person in the name of Jesus. You're not that far yet? Then you cry out to God, God, I don't need to talk to this person. I need to pull away from them. Lord, pull these people away from me. Pull me away from these people. You know, Lord, show me, help me not to go in this direction when you are telling me to go that direction. So I'm not telling you that it's going to be easy, but I am telling you that being obedient to God is a lot easier for you down the road, beginning as soon as you start your first day of obedience. Because the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice, and trust me, it is. And you may not see it now. You may not see your breakthrough in finances now. You may not see your breakthrough in healing now. You may be struggling in your salvation. But believe me, by at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, there's one person who will never leave you. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and that's Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so he's not going to pull it up and say, well, you know what you did yesterday. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not telling you to walk in iniquity, because iniquity is a repeated sin willingly. I'm telling you that when you ask God for forgiveness, when you repent of those things, and even when you're struggling in it, God, he'll help you with it. As you were saying, he'll send you the comforter. Now, when you come into Christ, you know, and just to still encourage them, when you come into Christ and you want to give your entire life to him and you want to walk in the things of God and you want to just be confident in him, you know, when those things come up on you, talk to God. Sometimes we have these long, drawn-out conversations and we try to use these big words that we don't know nothing about. We don't even know the meaning. Just talk to God. Have a conversation with him. The Bible says that he's still closer than a brother. He's closer than a friend. He's closer than a friend. Then call him instead of calling Tom, Dick, or Harry. Call him instead of calling Susie May or Anna Jill. You know what I mean? Just call Jesus first before you start calling anybody else, because that's the friend who will never leave you or forsake you. So be encouraged as you're trying to make that next step. Be encouraged as you're praying and seeking guidance from God. Be encouraged as you're pulling away from the things of the world, because God has need of you in the earth. Everybody on this line has been through something. And so because you have been through something and you are on this line listening to this call, that means you have endured. So you need to go ahead and praise God for that now, because I'm pretty sure that you have endured something that was a trial and a tribulation. But because you didn't give up, it shows that, because you were on the line. And so that means for you in the earth is for you to tell somebody else what God did, and then that somebody else going to tell somebody else, and then that somebody else, and it's just going to keep on going. And so that's how people come to know Jesus Christ, even though our situation is heavy sometimes. When you endure, God uses you. Just keep the faith and keep your eyes focused on him. Don't give in and don't give up. He's never going to give up on you. I don't care what it is. And your platform doesn't have to be behind the pulpit. Your platform can be anywhere God uses you, wherever he takes you. That's your platform, and your mouth is your microphone. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Awesome. It's funny that you said that, and I'm going to get to that part where you just said it's not about leadership, it's not about titles, it's not layman. Anybody that loves the Lord can genuinely love with the agape love. It's not about leadership. John 13, 34-35 says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. 35 says, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love if you have love for one another. Do you see how God says this is a new commandment, that you love one another? And love will motivate you to see the good and want the good for others. It says that we should rejoice with those who rejoice, not to be jealous or envious, but when your sister or brother have reached a plateau or accomplished something, we should even push them and encourage them and build them. And love, this love one another, it didn't say pastors love, it didn't say teachers love. This is a new commandment I give to you. That means that Keisha might be a layman. She can be able to love and encourage. As you said, you know, you be good to those who are around you. You treat people how you want to be treated, and it goes on and on and on like that. You want to see people to succeed. You want to see them move from one, come up the pit
then go back and get the unit. And in the Christian army, we should not see our brothers and sisters wounded and go and put a knife in their back or go and touch them in their face. We should lift them, put them over our shoulder, love them, restore them. Come on now. We should nurture them, build them up. And that's what we should do. We should be like the good Samaritan, not like the priest who thought he was all that and went to the other side, but we should be like the good Samaritan, and we should patch each other up. And if we find that we are making a mistake, we tell one another, but we do it out of love and don't beat the person down. Oh, you know you ain't right. No. Give the word and leave it there and pray. Sometimes it's not always good to say, but pray changes things and situations. But your God, as my brother said, and one of our things today, I was going briefly by just now, and it says that sometimes, our job is to love.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, baby? God. And our job, but basically us as Christians, our job is to love the mess out of people, love people to the point that you want to see them excel and grow. You want to see them come from one level to another, and you get excited about their growth. I love being who I am in the Lord because I push my people to excel. I don't care about your gift. Your gift ain't doing nothing for me, but you're building the kingdom. We cannot be jealous of one another, envious of one another, because it's all about kingdom. As long as we become and stay kingdom-minded, as you just said, Lovie, but you said it in a different way, seek ye first the kingdom in all its righteousness, and everything else will be added. You know what I love about God? I love that when you seek him, Lovie. I love when you go forth in him, when you look to him. Sometimes when I get blessed, like, what happens? What happens is that your blessings come and jump on you and attack you to take them because you're standing in the right position of seeking God and his kingdom.
Right.
And you are kingdom-minded. So God can trust you. God can trust you. God can say, you know what? I can trust Lovey. I can trust Property because I know that if I bless her, she's going to be a blessing. I know that if I encourage her and push her, she's going to encourage others. We've got to not focus on ourselves, but we got to be selfless in this walk right here. We cannot be selfish and self-centered. We got to be godly centered, all about the kingdom.
Right.
All about the kingdom.
It's
we
all about the kingdom.
That's right. We're kingdom builders. And it should be everything that I do should reflect. It's going to bring glory to my God. And if this is not bringing glory to God, stage exit, stage right. I got to go.
Yeah.
That's how we should feel.
Amen.
Our job is to love. Our job is to build. Our job is to rebuke and chastise as being a leader, but do it out of love.
Out of love. Right.
Kingdom. Everything that we do must and shall be done in love. Again, I'm going to say this. If it's not done in love, God is not in it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Because at some point, before we got to this place, someone had to encourage us. You know, someone had to love us. Someone had to correct us. You know, and so even as leaders, you know, we're mindful. And some people, we have to, you know, just, and me, I basically tell them, listen, you know, I'm going to love you, I'm going to encourage you, but I'm going to teach you. But when I teach you, I'm teaching you out of love. I'm not teaching you, you know what I mean, or ministering to you to beat you down. Because, you know, I've been there before. I've been walking in those shoes before. And as a matter of fact, the last couple of weeks, I had a situation where I was dealing with a person who just been saying for a long time, put it that way, and I've been talking to them, and they've just been brushing me off and brushing me off, and I said, okay, Jesus, and this is what I said. I said, is this chick trying to take me back to where I came from? And God said, I'm going to need you to humble yourself and remember where you came from and remember, you know, that I'm God and that I handle this. And I was like, okay, Jesus, you know, and then when it happened again, you know, because sometimes people would take our meekness for weakness. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute, you know, and that ain't cool to me. I can't speak for nobody else. That to me, that ain't cool. I'm like, don't abuse my love, you know. Just like I'm not gonna abuse your love. I'm a very loving person. I have a big heart for people. Period, you know. And so, listen, when you know that I have a big heart because I love God, and like you said, God is love, and I love Him. Therefore, my heart is big. Don't trample on my heart because you know it's big. You know, once you've been through something before, like abuse and things like that, we don't take that lightly when folks start abusing us, especially ones that are saved. You know what I mean? So I have to check myself. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, now this some things we just simply don't have to put up with. And foolishness is one of them. So when I just want to encourage you guys on the phone. You know what I mean? You're going to encounter things like that. You're going to encounter where, you know, everybody is not on the same page. You're going to encounter things like that. Listen, don't give up. Keep on pushing. Just keep your heart right. Just keep your mind right. And when you mess up, say, God, just like I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to need you to help me with this one. Because I can talk to Him like that. He's my daddy. He's your daddy. And so when we have issues like that and we go to our parents and we talk about it, we know we can lay it down to Him. Well, that's how God is. When I go to Him, I talk to Him. Look, Jesus. Look, Lord. I'm dealing with this. I ain't feeling this. You know, I don't like the way so-and-so was talking to me and how they was treating me because they know that my heart is big. You know, I don't want nobody, you know, using and abusing me because I already been there on that road before, and that's not a good feeling. So if I went through that in the world, I'm not about to go through that now that I'm not in the world. You understand what I'm saying, lady? So I experience that out there. Now that I'm on the inside, I ain't putting up with that foolishness. So listen, you guys don't have to put up with foolishness. When God told you to do something, you do it. When He tells you not to do something, don't you do it. Simple as that. If He said it, do it. If He ain't tell you to do it, don't you do it. If He told you to go over there, then you go over there. If He said don't go over there, don't go over there. If He said pour out, then pour out. If He said that's enough, then that's enough. And so that's one of the lessons with me that I had to learn in that. Even as, you know, as a leader, I had to learn, okay, the Lord said pull back. Don't stop doing what you're doing because you're doing it to glorify me, but I need you to pull back. You know, and so that's what I had to do. I had to pull back. You know, when the situation happened, I had to put myself in check. I said, because I needed help. I needed help. I said, okay, God, I'm going to need you to help me with this one. So because of the fact that it had happened, you know, multiple times back to back, I wasn't feeling that. You know, that wasn't cool. Because my thing is, if that had happened to somebody else who was not, you know, in the Word, you know what I'm saying, who was a babe in Christ, that could have tarnished them. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why it bothers me so much, because we don't think about those things. You know what I mean? We don't think about that when we treat people like that. If they're babes in Christ, or even if they're weakened in their faith at that particular time, or as we said before, they're going through some things, and we just blow them off. You know what I mean? I mean, people in the world can blow them off. We shouldn't be blowing folks off like that, because God didn't blow us off. You know what I mean? He didn't push us to the side. He stood there with us. He stood right beside us. He kept leading us, and God, He kept having more grace, more mercy on us. And so now that we get saved and hallelujah, why is it that we forget about grace? Why is it that we forget about the mercy, the same grace and mercy that wakes us up every day? But we don't show it to those who need it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, when someone comes to us and they're feeling a certain type of way, we don't have time for that. We can't lend our ear. We pretend we're listening, but we can't even go back and tell them what they said because we really weren't listening. And so that's the thing. God wants us to open our ears so that we can actually hear what people are saying, so that we can understand where they're coming from. You know, He sends us people who we can blend with. You understand? When I say blend, I mean He's sending us to people who've been hurt because we've been hurt. He sends us people who have been, you know, hurt, and sometimes it may not be in the same way, but, you know, they've been hurt before, and so they know how they feel. You know, God knows that, okay, then let me send them to Angela, because Angela been there before, or let me send them to Kelly, because, you know, she's been there before, or Keith, or whoever, you know what I mean, that He's using, a willing vessel, let's put it that way, because a vessel can be a vessel.
a willing vessel, that is. You know, he'll send them to the willing vessels, those who don't mind, you know, sharing their story and telling how God brought them out, because that's an inspiration to help other people come out. That's an encouragement to help other people come out what they've been through. So we have to be mindful to give an ear, you know, shut away the other things that's going on around us so that we can really hear what folks are saying to us, so they won't feel like that we're blowing them off like I felt. You know what I mean? So it's okay to tell God, I didn't pass this test today, Jesus. I need some help. You know what I mean? He's right there. Don't feel, you know, don't. The enemy is the one who cut, you know, he's the one who beats us down. He's the one who says, you know what you did yesterday, or you know what you said. You know, God ain't going to forgive that. You know, the devil is a liar. God will forgive you when you go to him with a heart of repentance, not just saying it just because you're feeling some type of way. Because we are, you know, as human beings, we can get to that place of feeling some type of way, but that may not be God's way. And so we need to be doing things God's way so that we can move on and we can grow. So be encouraged as you go through this season, as you go through a change in your life, as you deal with some things, as you experience some things, as you deal with things within the body of Christ. You know, just be mindful. Those people are human too. But at the same token, don't allow yourself to be trampled over, because you're not there to be anybody's doormat. You are there to be a vessel for the kingdom of God. And so God wants to show his love through us, and our love should be shown to others the way that Christ lives in us. But you are not there to be anybody's doormat. So you're not supposed to be, you know, don't. In other words, you don't have to be used and abused on the inside just as well as you don't have to be used and abused on the outside. Does that make sense?
Amen. In other words, you're saying to treat others as you would want to be treated.
The way you want to be treated. Exactly.
Matthew 7:12 says, and anything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets. Listen, sometimes what happens, lovely, is that when we get to us, we tend to forget where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
So when some people come to us, and we feel that we are superior, we sometimes treat people like looking down on them, and we are not supposed to do that. Love lifts up. Lifts up. It does not throw down. It lifts up. It makes a person feel wanted, and that's what we should be doing. We should be encouraging one another, carrying one another. You know, Jesus set the greatest example. He was right there for anyone that needed him. He didn't say, well, you know what, you're a homemonger, I ain't going to help you. You know, he was right there to give anything, anybody to ask by faith. And when we look back and look down, people say, well, I'm an apostle. Like, wow, the apostles, it was treated the worst thing in the Bible, if you check it out. There wasn't no fancy people and all this and all that. We get it twisted now. We get it twisted like, you know what, I'm an apostle. And we got our nose stick up. But if you really share, it is not anything fancy.
But now
people think they're all that. No. Our job is to love people and lift them up through the mess, because I came from mess. It might have been 15 years ago, but I was a straight up mess, and I want people to know, again, I'm going to say, that Jesus saves, that Jesus can bring you up, that Jesus can bring you out of your pit. You don't have to stay where you are, because we have someone that hears, and he uses vessels, and he uses teachers, he uses apostles, he uses teachers, and whoever he wants to do. I said that twice, but he uses laymen, he uses whomever that he chooses to use. But we as people of God have to remember where we came from. I was not always saved. I was not always an apostle. I am, again, was a straight-up mess, and I needed Jesus Christ. And he came, and he rescued me. He said that he set the example for us, that we love one another, that we care for one another, that we be selfless, because he said, if you want to be my disciple, the first thing that must be done is that you have to deny yourself.
Right.
And it's hard for people to deny themselves when they forget
where they came from.
Mm-hmm. I have a grateful heart. I think every day we should have a grateful heart. We should be thankful for what we have. We should be thankful that God loves us enough not to leave us where we were at. And when we remember that you were drunk, that you were on the rise and a party hopper and depressed and oppressed, but this shows us and called us by name. And he instructed us to love each other, encourage and build each other. Then we will have a greater way of looking at things. And those who are going through right now, remember that you're going through is not ought to help you, because God does not put more on us than we can bear. All of this is to bring us to maturity. All of this, you know what? I love you. I don't know about you, but when I go through a lot, when I cut out my stuff, I am more grateful. I'm more stronger, for real. I'm so grateful. I'm like, wow, you know, I'm so grateful. I appreciate what God is doing for me when I go through. But when things are handed down to you and you ain't going through nothing, you don't appreciate it. When you go through a test and you come out, you be like, Lord Jesus, I give you praise. You know, you want to praise Him, you want to thank Him. So in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your going through, God is going to send people to lift you up. Don't reject people because of pride, but be careful who you attach yourself to, because you don't want to attach yourself to people who are going to prey on your weakness and use and abuse you. Use wisdom and discernment. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we're going to do. Awesome show. Amen. Awesome. What you were saying, and I hope that somebody be encouraged today, knowing that we love you. No disrespect. I love the hell right out of you. Come on now.
Amen.
Because somebody wants to help me. Because I was on my way to hell. I was in a gasoline suit, bound up, tied up, ready to hit hell and bust it wide open. But God, because I was suicidal, and you know that if you commit suicide, that's the end of that. But I want somebody today to have a godly esteem, to know that God truly loves you, that God truly cares. And if you be rejected by man, know that you're not rejected by God. And if you just listen to the Lord, He will send people and set up people in your life to build you up, to encourage you. And after you have been built up and encouraged, pass it on. That's the key. Pass it on. I pass it on to Keisha. Pass it on to Tom. Pass it on to Jerry. Pass it on to Robert. And it keeps going on, as you just said. And it keeps going on. The love keeps flowing. The encouragement keeps flowing. And the building up keeps flowing. And after a while, we have the whole body of Christ that loves us, brings us, lift it up. Don't allow Satan to use you to tear down. Because you know what? He uses pastors, he uses prophetess and prophets and apostle body that's open and available. It's not about titles. It's about character and about the person's heart.
Amen.
You cannot live a life where you're selfish and self-centered and say that you're a servant of the Lord. It's impossible to be selfish and self-centered and you serve God. It can't work. It will happen. We are all about kingdom and building and about the souls and loving on each other and building up each other. That's what it should be about. It should be about, I'm there for my sister. If I have something that I know I can help my sister with or my brother with, don't withhold it. If it's just a little love, if it's a hug, if it's $20, whatever we can do, as long as God is leading us and instructing us, because sometimes we can play Holy Ghost Junior. Because I was good for that. You have to be led by the Spirit.
By the
God
Spirit, right.
Holy Ghost Junior, He wants people who are obedient, willing, and obedient. That's
Amen.
What God is looking for. Amen?
Right. Amen. So before we close out, I want to leave you guys with this scripture. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. And that's coming from Revelation 3:20.
And so just be mindful that whatever it is that you stand in need of, you need to commune with God. We need to commune with him every day. Be encouraged. Keep on pressing. Don't give up. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't allow other people to put no bugs in your ears of negativity. Just keep on pressing on. Don't allow yourself to be succumbed by the things of the world. Focus on God and everything that's in his camp, because he will supply all of your needs. It doesn't matter what you stand in need for, a peace of mind, he's Jehovah Shalom. And so we want to thank you guys for joining in with us tonight. We never want to end our show without offering Christ. And so if anybody, if anyone on the line wanted to accept Christ tonight, we offer Christ to you. If you want to accept him in your heart, if you want to give your life back to Christ, we're here to pray for you today. And so if you have any prayer requests, you can inbox us. I don't know if Lovie wanted to open up the lines, but if you want, you can inbox us or see us on Facebook. I'm sorry.
Amen. Oh, they can press 1 if they want to say something.
Okay. So the lines are open. If anyone have any prayer requests, if you have any comments or anything like that, the opportunity to do it is now before we pray out.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to say a word of encouragement to the body of Christ, whatever
Amen.
You might say tonight to build or encourage somebody else, you can
Amen.
Do so now. Amen. If not, we'll turn it back over to Lovely. Amen. Somebody want to say something?
Okay.
Amen.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Auntie.
Hi, baby.
I just wanted to say that I was honestly hit with that because this past week has been a very trying week with me. And I've been encouraging my cousin, because my little cousin is in Houston, he's been having some heart problems. And my mom, I talked to my mom, and where we are, I'm basically standing in the gap for them because right now it's a family feud. And
okay.
This week I was on Facebook and I put, I just needed wisdom and guidance because
mm-hmm.
I've been encouraging them. But I haven't really asked nobody for encouragement for myself to help me to keep going. So when I logged on today and I was listening, I was like, okay, well, sometimes you just have to step back and ask, because nobody can read your mind. You just have to step out and ask somebody, okay, well, I've been doing this for them, but can you do this for me because I honestly need it?
Amen. I hope that she was encouraged. So you know, we love from you, right?
Yes.
And God will work things out. You just believe, trust, and you know that God got you. You know that he got
Amen.
You because you was your grandmother was at death door. You prayed and you asked for prayer, and God just moved on her behalf.
Amen.
And
he did this for you. Listen to me, my lovely. If he did that for you, what else would
yes.
he do? Because you said you weren't ready yet. He said, okay, I'll give her some time. He's going to work things out, be encouraged. You are loved. You are appreciated. God loves you, and you know that we all love you. And thank you so much for always pushing the show and saying, when you going to get on the then you guys will have a show. Now, we need people like you to motivate them and push them.
Amen.
That's my living. Give them a kiss for me,
yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
I love Amen. You. Want to say
something? Hi.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to say anything?
Just, you know, be encouraged, Jessica. I mean, I've seen you grow. I've watched you grow in the Lord. You know, just be encouraged. And make sure, you know, just continue to spend time with God yourself, because the more you pour out, God wants to pull you to himself so that he can pour back into you. And so you continue to be that light that's shining for Jesus Christ, that gives other people encouragement as he's calling. It's an honor and it's a blessing
when God places on your heart for you to be the intercessor, interceding for somebody else. And just be mindful that while you're interceding for others, Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father interceding for you. And remember that your help comes from the Lord. Your strength comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from man. It comes from the Lord. And he uses us as vessels to encourage you while you encourage others. So just be encouraged. God's got an awesome thing that he's doing with you in this hour. So just embrace it. Embrace it. Sometimes it's a challenge and it'll drain you, and that's when God says, okay, you poured out. Now I need you to come to me so that I can restore you, so that I can refresh you and I can rejuvenate you. So we just bless God that he's using you to minister to other people, because, you know, everybody is not saved. But when they look at you and they see where you came from, they'd be like, wow, I seen what she was, and now she's praying for us. She's interceding for us. So you never, don't ever be surprised how God is going to use you. Like I said before, you don't have to be behind the platform. You may be that intercessory prayer warrior that God is using you to stand on behalf of others. So just continue to be encouraged. Amen.
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 Love you. Love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too. Amen. We love you. Is there anyone else?
That's it. That's it.
Okay, Father, we just bless your name tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are a Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Nisi. We thank you that you are El Shaddai. We thank you that you are God Almighty. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit who covered over the line tonight, who hovered over us, Father God, who hovered over those who were on the line. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we lift up baby Frank to you, Father God, and Teresa and everyone. We lift up Jessica to you right now, Father God. We pray healing for baby Frank in the name of Jesus. We ask that you surround him with doctors and nurses, Father God, that I want in faith in the name of Jesus. We speak to every organ in his body that is not functioning right, and we command it in the name of Jesus to begin to function like never before. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray, Father God, that every cell that is off balance, Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that it begins to fall in alignment, Father God, with your word. Nothing missing, nothing broken, all things complete, Father God. We pray for Teresa right now in the name of Jesus. God, give her strength, Father God. Give her guidance, Father God. Give her wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let her know that we love her, Father God, but most of all, let her know that you love her first, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for the entire family right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come together, Father God, no confusion, no chaos, because we know that you are not a God of chaos or confusion, but you are a God of order. So we thank you right now, and we decree and declare that there is order in the camp, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, God. We thank you for every person that is on the line tonight. I speak healness into their life right now, God. I speak wholeness. We speak wholeness in the name of Jesus. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that doors will open in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that those doors that you need closed in the name of Jesus, they are closed in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that those things that need to be removed, Father God, lives is removed in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every person on this line is walking in victory in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, Father God, that by your stripes they are healed in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that they are victory, walking in victory. They are warriors in the name of Jesus. They are victory. They are mighty vessels to be used for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke every assignment that the enemy has sent their way in the name of Jesus, and we send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus, that it will cause confusion and chaos in the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off of God's people. I decree and declare that they are blessed and highly favored in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for all the things that you have done. I thank you for all the things that you are going to do, and I thank you for all the things that you are doing already, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak blessings over their life. I speak healing, Father
God, in the name of Jesus, in their families, in the name of Jesus, in their homes, in the name of Jesus, in the name mm-hmm. of Jesus, and anyone that is not saved, God, let them come to fight. Come to us, Father God. Come to those whom you have set in their path, and ask what must they do to be saved in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I bless you, Lord God. We thank you for the apostle on the line tonight. We thank you for Pastor Keisha, Father God. I pray, Father, that everything that has left, Father God, in virtue, that it is restored a hundredfold in the name of Jesus. And as we rest tonight, Father God, sweet peace, sweet rest in the name of Jesus. God, we bless your name. We honor you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, God. We give you praise, God, in all things, rejoicing in all things, God, in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's awesome. Praise the Lord. We stand in agreement tonight, and we ask that
thank
you restore Lord, to the top of this, everything that she just gave out, and we rebuke any lashbacks right now in the name of Jesus, and we declare victory in her life. We declare, Lord, that she'll be all that you call her to be, and we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we give you Lord, we thank you. Father,
thank you,
you are awesome. And I thank you, everyone, for joining us. And we are not going to be on Saturdays. We'll be on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Eastern, right? Because all the Central, all the Eastern and Love is the Central. All right. Well, we'll be on at 8 o'clock in Central on Thursday.
Amen.
So this is the last Saturday. We find that the week, in the middle of the week, is better for us. Give God, we will try to be very consistent and stand because we realize that people want to hear us and they're excited about the show. We thank you for just being, for your support. We thank you for your love. Tell your friend, tell your neighbor, and anybody that needs prayer, you're more than welcome. If you want to make a comment, you can always press 1. We love you and appreciate you. Trust
Amen.
You. We thank you. Amen. And if you are
Amen.
In the Boston area on tomorrow, at 1 o'clock, we have Sunday school at 670 Washington Street, Unstoppable Kingdom. If you are also in the Boston area at 2 o'clock, we have our regular service. Come and enjoy and praise the Lord. Pastor Keisha is singing. She's a powerful singer. Pray for her voice because she just went through surgery, but she's coming on strong. If Lovey wants to announce anything, she is free to do this now, and we will say goodnight.
Okay. Amen. We have, I have a 4-week class coming up. You can check out my Facebook page. It's called the Deborah Alliance, where all my Deborahs at. It is a $40 registration, but I have assignments for you. You will be accountable. It's going to help push you to your purpose. If you don't know your purpose, it's going to help find your purpose. I will be sending out syllables to you so that even after the class, you will have something to look at and study from. And at the end of the class, you will also get a certificate for completing the course. So you can go to my website, nmcic.org, which is No More Chains in Christ Ministry. It's a ministry of healing and deliverance. And so if you have issues with the registration, please, by all means, let me know. Inbox me because we don't want that to keep you away, okay? Amen.
Amen. I love that. Amen. She's not about the money. She's about the souls and the growth of the kingdom. That's awesome. We love you,
Amen.
Love you for being sweet, your sweetheart.
I love you, guys.
Yes, Pastor Keisha, we appreciate you to be on that the computer and putting people in and singing and putting on the sound. We just want to say we love you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Tell my baby
Amen.
Hi. Auntie loves her.
She says she loves you.
Huh? All right. God bless you all. We love you guys.
Peace.